Today's Best Country, KX104, Little John Party there, 8:03. Good morning, and Theater of the Morning, pleased to be joined with some 4-H'ers here as the Youth Livestock Sale is going on today. Good morning, guys. How are you guys all collectively? Doing well?
Good.
Good. Everybody good? What's your name, first off?
Josie Wilson.
Josie Wilson. So you're on the radio. You were on the commercial, right?
Yeah.
Tell me about it, Tayton.
Yeah.
You've heard that a lot now. So how old are you, Josie?
I'm 10.
10 years old, and how many years have you been showing?
3.
And so how'd this year go?
Pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
Get what you want?
Yeah.
What were you showing today or this year?
I showed 3 calves and 3 goats this year.
That keeps you pretty busy then.
Yeah.
Awesome. Is this like then last week, fair week, is like the culmination of a ton of hard work. It's got to be pretty fulfilling, right?
Yeah.
Pretty fun?
Yeah.
It was hot.
Yeah. But it was still pretty fun.
Good. And we have the youth. Let's talk about the sale first off, because that's what we're here for. It's today, right?
Yep.
Tell me about the sale. What can you tell me about it?
The sale is at 1 p.m. and we have a buyer appreciation lunch at 11:30.
Okay.
And it's a premium sale only.
Meaning? Basically, they just
get, you don't actually get the animal, but You get
the joy of knowing you supported a 4-H'er.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So it's a premium only sale, and they've been doing this for a couple years. So I think most people are pretty familiar with it. But 1 o'clock out there at the fairgrounds, I assume, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and do you think they buy it just based on, I mean, what do you think, what would make somebody buy a certain one, do you think? Just based on, maybe they know you, or maybe they, I mean, what do you think is the reason that
you
somebody might buy one of your animals?
You may have just worked super hard on it.
And they think you did, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's bring in somebody else. Who else do we have here? Step on up. And what's your name?
Mackenzie Smith.
Mackenzie Smith. How many years have you been doing for you?
7.
7. Kind of the veteran then of this crew, at least. So what do you like about 4-H?
Really all of it.
All of it?
And the friendship with the calves.
Friendship with the calves. And what did this year, what'd you show?
I showed it. A steer and a heifer.
And how'd that go for you?
I got reserve champion with my Simmental heifer.
Very good. Was that was expected or?
No, well,
we can be honest. Yeah. You were hoping at least, right?
Yeah.
Felt that's got to be pretty cool when you get that moment.
Yeah.
Is that one of the best results you've had in your seven years?
I've had a grand champion.
So true veteran over here. Overall, what 4-H, you're out there for all 4 days, pretty much?
Yeah.
It was warm.
Yeah.
I mean, this got to be one of the warmer fairs you've probably had. So now what? Now that the sale's today, then what happens tomorrow to you guys?
Well, it depends if you still have more shows to go to.
Sure. Do you?
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking about it.
Oh, still thinking about it. You got less than a month of school, so you've got more?
Yep.
Awesome. All right. You guys ready for school?
Yes.
Kind of. Not really.
All right. Let's bring one of the boys in. Step on up, young man, and give me your name there, sir.
Drayson Smith.
Drayson Smith. And how old are you?
10.
10. And how many years have you been showing 4-H?
2.
2. What'd you show this year?
A steer and a heifer.
And how'd they do?
Or steer and 2 heifers.
Okay. How'd they do?
That steer, he won a purple ribbon, and the two girls, they won 2 blues. So,
and you said off air that you were thinking maybe you're gonna get another blue, and then you got that purple handed down.
Yep.
Is that your first purple?
Yep.
That's got to be pretty cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think you did right to get purple this year?
Well, kind of, you got to stare holes through them judges' eyes, and you got to make sure.
Stare at the judge's eyes the whole time, right? Don't look away.
Mm-mm.
I learned this in the before we were talking here. We were having a little argument on that. When you did that, right?
Yep.
All right. And you had one of them that kept licking your arm, right?
Oh, yeah. And I'm like, if that makes you quit, keep you distracted, then I'll just let you keep doing that.
What's that feel like to have it licking your arm? It's not comfortable, right?
It feels like you're being scratched.
Right. So is your arm like worn out now?
No.
No, it's all right? You're tough. All right. What do you like about 4-H most?
Showing cows.
Showing cows. Very good. You got a lot of friends that do it then, too. I'm sure you make friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. That's cool. All right, let's bring in the last young man. How are you, sir?
Good.
What's your name?
Wyatt Walton.
Wyatt Walton. And how old are you?
9.
No, you have to think about that for a second there. That's all right. How many years have you been showing forage?
This is my first year.
First year. So we had a 7-year and a 2-year, now 1 year. Well, what made you want to do 4-H?
My sister did it, and I watched her a couple of years, and I thought it looked fun.
And
I wanted to try it.
I can do this.
Yeah.
What'd you show?
I showed a steer.
Awesome. And how was that?
It was good.
How'd you end up?
I got a purple ribbon.
Very good.
In market, and a blue ribbon in showmanship.
Very good. Very good. So what wins in showmanship? What do you got to do right, and what do you not want to do wrong to win?
You got to keep your head up, make sure they stay set up. And then you got to, have eye contact with the judge and smile a lot.
How much of it is it up to the, animal? How much does the animal kind of decide, I'm not going to cooperate today?
Well, it doesn't really get to decide sometimes.
You make sure of that, right?
Yeah.
That's your job to make sure he doesn't get to decide that. Very good. All right. Well, are you ready for 4-H already next year?
Yeah.
Are you ready for school?
Yeah, kind of.
What grade are you going into?
I'm going into fourth.
Fourth grade. It's a big move up, isn't it?
Yep.
All right. Looking forward to it. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in. It's great. Now, let's repeat. I'll have you come back in, Josie, if you want to repeat the 4-H sale details. What time is it again today?
It's at 1 p.m.
Okay.
And we have a buy appreciation lunch at 11:30. And it's a premium sale only.
Premium sale only. Come support the 4-H'ers today out at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds. That way, because you use the money to get things ready for next year, buy supplies for next year, right?
And towards my college fund.
And towards your college fund. Already planning that out. Good for you. What are you going to do when you grow up?
I don't know.
You just need the money. You need the money. You're darn right. All right. What are you going to do when you grow up?
I'm probably going to be, I don't know right now. I guess I don't know yet.
You're pretty young. You'll figure it out. Well, thank you guys for coming in again. We appreciate you, all right? Thank you to all the 4-H'ers. Again, the youth livestock sale is today at 1 p.m. at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds. Go support our local 4-H'ers.